Welcome to the Coco Nomad Podcast, a show about location-independent entrepreneurship. I'll discuss the techniques, tools, and tips that can help you balance work and travel, and share my experiences and experiments in trying to make both a living and a life. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. What does that actually mean? Let's talk about it. Hey, it's the Coco Nomad here, back with another video on this channel. I talk about location and financial independence and share tips, tricks, and techniques to help you make a living and a life. And in this video, I wanted to talk about a common piece of advice that I hear all the time in sort of the success community. We talk about this and you hear it, that you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And I wanted to unpack that and really think about what that means, because there are certain situations that I've been in my life, and I'm sure a lot of people have been too, that really made me think about what that actually means. And that's this: when you're in community, that means when you live in a neighborhood or you're in a family and you have these obligations where you have to spend time, you're physically incapable of controlling the five people that you spend the most time with. What do you do? How do you handle sort of changing that circle of five and what that means? And does it mean that you have to either abandon the community or sell out, as a lot of people would say? I know that was a big thing for me growing up, that if you left the neighborhood, if you left the community, that you were abandoning people, leaving them behind, and that you were a sellout. And when I decided to leave the U.S., those feelings started to bubble up again, because I was facing that again. It's like, what does it mean for me to start this new life and move in a new direction? But I also want to change my life. And I'm hearing different things. I'm hearing new things, these new ideas and these new experiences. And so I had to start thinking about what that means to sort of change my circle of five. And then I was able to look at some examples that I'll share in my life and how I've been able to embark on the new journey, modify the circle of five, but still not abandon community, abandon family, abandon people, or quote unquote be a sellout, which we probably should just totally do away with as a concept in most cases. There's probably some legitimate cases where people literally are selling out and that's not good, but I think it doesn't happen as much as we like to think, or as much as the common media or common opinions actually throw on people. So I think the first thing I wanted to talk about is, because I was in a situation where I lived in a neighborhood growing up, we couldn't physically go anywhere else. So my neighbors were my neighbors, my classmates were my classmates, my family was my family. How do I make these changes and change my mind and do these different things? And it really came down to, what kind of information am I consuming? Because I did have control over that to a certain degree. I could control what I listened to, I can control what I watched, and I can control what I read. And so that's where I tended to put my focus. And that is, if I can do that, then can my circle of five be viable surrogates in those arenas? Can I read different authors? Can I listen to either different music? And in this day and age, podcasts didn't exist. I'm aging myself at this time, but radio shows, the television shows that I watched, we had lots of channels as I was a teenager. And this is when I really felt this is in my teenage years, right? When I was younger, we really had four channels. That was it. You could watch the three major networks and PBS. You got what you got. But with the advent of cable, more channels did have more opportunities. So we had the Discovery Channel. We had, the Discovery Channel, some of the other channels, when there wasn't all reality shows about UFOs and ancient civilizations and stuff, you could learn a lot. And you could tune into those instead of constantly just a diet of reality shows or music videos or sitcoms or soap operas and things like that. And I'm not saying those things are bad. I love those things. I watched all of those things, but it's just your diet. How much of that are you eating? Are you getting enough of the sort of mental vegetables? And so when we're looking at that in terms of that circle of five, the people that I'm reading, you know, these ideas that I'm taking in, how I spent my time and listening to, that became my circle of five, not my new relationship that didn't require me to abandon the community. I couldn't if I wanted to. I was physically locked in. There was nowhere else for me to go. So I had to take control of the area that I could control. It's this thing that I did have control over, instead of focusing on things that I didn't have control over. So with that regard, I started seeing other examples of that, and that helped as well, helped me to continue to do that. And one's my uncle. So my uncle is a very successful person, embarked on a military career, then a legal career, became a judge, successful in real estate. And one of the things he always shared with me is that as you get older, you're going to start to see some differences between yourself and your peers that you grew up with, particularly if you're making different choices than they're making. But it didn't mean that you had to abandon them. For instance, he loves basketball. He's a huge basketball fan, like myself. We're families from Carolina, so that'll tell you everything you need to know about basketball. And he still plays basketball with all the guys that he grew up with. And he says, I didn't have to abandon that. What I did have to do, he said, was sort of change the terms and conditions. It's like we're all like human beings, like software. It's like living. It's constantly changing, constantly evolving, or it dies. And so what he was able to do was he changed the terms and conditions of his relationships. So he maintained the things that he could maintain. Once he had the ability to change his location and change his thing, the frequency of interactions, he had more control over that physical interaction, but the community was still important. These friends were still important just because they don't have the same kind of jobs or make the same kind of income or talking about the same kinds of things. And that was the big thing. It's like, well, I can't talk about investing with them because they don't invest. But he had an outlet for that. He changed in some ways his circle of five, what he read, what he watched, what he listened to, but he was still able to remain engaged with the community. And the great thing about that too, is if you do this as a person and you care about your community, you can share your experiences. And for those who wanna come along with you, they'll ask questions, they'll start to change, they'll start to wanna get involved. And for those who don't, it's not a big deal. Everybody doesn't have to, nor do they want to do everything. So it's okay. You continue to have the relationship that you want to have in the ways that you can have them. They still have meaning. And I've noticed that in my relationship. I didn't have a ton of close friends growing up because I moved a lot. But when I got to college, I made pretty much all of the closest friends that I have to this day. Freshman year at Georgia Tech, almost all of my friends are from that year and that time frame. And our lives have changed. You know, some of us have gotten married, not me. Some of us have kids, not me. Some of us have stayed in the city where we went to school. They're still in Atlanta, not me. But I make a concerted effort to maintain that relationship. So even though I've changed in a lot of ways in terms of my circle of influence and my circle of friends and things that I'm doing in the travel and financial independence space and location independence, I still maintain, it's very important to me to maintain that relationship. For instance, every time I come home, I make a point to see them. We try to get together, at least have dinner or have coffee. This year, no different, except one thing. One of my friends, one of that circle, is actually coming to visit me here in Mexico in this coming month. So I'm super excited about that because it just allows us to be flexible in that relationship, not abandon, not leave these things behind, but have the flexibility to sort of change that circle of five. I still want my friends in my circle of five. Those are my brothers. I love them. I always want them there. But I also recognize that we have to have the space to grow and to move. And we just need to be flexible and talk to each other. And if certain dynamics of those relationships need to change, they just need to change. I'm not sure five it sounds nice. It's a nice round number. And it makes for a great sort of like quote. But I don't know if it's just five. You know, and I think that's what I'm learning for myself, at least, that my circle is a little bit bigger than five, and it's okay. There's room. You've got a lot of space and room if you make it. And if you think about it, if you kept it tight five and you have a family, it's not going to be a lot of space after like a spouse and kids and things like that. So maybe make that a little bit larger, be flexible about how you interact, and whether it's people you read, people you listen to, people you watch. It's another opportunity to do that. So just something to think about. Hope this helps. As always, if you find this helpful, please click the like button. If you want more videos liked, don't forget to hit the notification bell and subscribe, and you'll continue to get videos as I make them. Thank you for the support. I really appreciate it. This is still a very young and growing channel, and I just want to share as much as I can on my journey and hope that it helps you in any way. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will talk to you next time. Cheers.